Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a line drive for a single. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Anderson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knoblauch hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Puckett takes first base on ball four. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harbeck hits a line drive for a single. Puckett moves to third. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Orsilak hits a line drive beyond third. Lewis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Orsilak. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Orsilak steals second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harper hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Laos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tackett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Anderson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Laos fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Laos. Anderson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Horn is 0-for-1 in the game. Horn hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground for a single. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive for a single. Puckett moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Milligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsilak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leoz hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Tackett reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Tackett moves to third. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Mack moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilac is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Laos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tackett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tackett bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to third. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the mound. Tapani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Tapani covering, for the out. One out. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 3 in the game. Horn strikes out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Sege now playing first base. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sege scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsalak is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsalak hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. JT Bruitt pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush pinch hits for Scott Laos. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bush hits a ball on the ground for a single. Donnie Hill pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsalak. Hill reaches second base with a double. Bush moves to third. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Shane Mack. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Larkin is walked intentionally. Greg Olson now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields it and throws to second for the out. Bush scores. Hill moves to third. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Knobloch moves to third. Puckett moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.